Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Beyond Biocentrism by Robert Lanza expands on his earlier biocentrism thesis, arguing that life and consciousness are not late-arriving byproducts of a pre-existing universe, but central to how reality is structured and experienced. Drawing on ideas from quantum physics, cosmology, and philosophy of mind, the book challenges common assumptions about objective time, independent space, and the finality of death. Lanza presents biocentrism as a framework that treats the observer not as an external spectator but as a necessary participant in the appearance of the world, especially at the quantum level. The narrative aims to be accessible to non-specialists while engaging big questions that many popular science books avoid: why measurement matters, why the universe seems finely tuned, and why our everyday intuitions about linear time may mislead us. Readers can expect a provocative, concept-driven exploration intended to reshape how they think about identity, mortality, and what it means for something to be real. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, biocentrism as a lens on reality. A central topic is the claim that biology and consciousness are not peripheral details in a vast mechanical cosmos, but key ingredients in how the universe is known and, in a meaningful sense, brought into view. Lanza frames biocentrism as a perspective shift instead of assuming an observer-independent world and then trying to explain how mind emerges from matter. He inverts the order and asks how matter, space, and time appear within experience. The book uses this inversion to revisit long-standing puzzles in physics, particularly the role of measurement and the tension between quantum behavior and classical common sense. In this account, the observer is not simply a human looking at a finished universe. It is a broader principle that an observed world is always a world for some observing system. That idea is used to argue that reality is not a fixed stage on which life happens, but a relational process in which the properties we treat as objective depend on the conditions of observation. The topic also addresses criticism that such arguments blur science and metaphysics. Lanza positions biocentrism as an attempt to take seriously what modern physics suggests about observation, while offering a coherent narrative that connects laboratory phenomena to everyday assumptions about what exists. Secondly, quantum puzzles and the observer problem. The book devotes significant attention to quantum mechanics as the pressure point that exposes weaknesses in a strictly observer-independent worldview. It revisits widely discussed issues such as superposition, wave function collapse, and the measurement problem, using them to motivate the idea that the observer cannot be removed from the description of reality without leaving unanswered questions. Rather than presenting quantum effects as mere oddities at small scales, the discussion suggests they reveal something structural about how facts become definite. The argument is not that human thought magically changes atoms, but that observation, interaction, and information are integral to what counts as a physical outcome. From this viewpoint, the classical world of stable objects is not the fundamental baseline, but an emergent layer shaped by how systems register and interpret information. The topic also touches on the temptation to resolve quantum paradoxes by adding hidden variables or many worlds style narratives. Lanza treats these as imaginative but not necessarily satisfying, emphasizing instead a participatory view where the act of measurement is a bridge between possibilities and experienced reality. Readers are guided to see quantum theory not simply as technical math, but as a conceptual challenge to the assumption that the universe is fully defined in the absence of observers. Thirdly, rethinking time as a construct of perception. Another major theme is the status of time. Beyond biocentrism questions the everyday belief that time is a universal river flowing independently of observers. Building on ideas commonly discussed in relativity and philosophy of physics, the book argues that the past, present, and future may not be fundamental compartments of reality, but organizing tools used by conscious organisms. Lanza connects time to the way brains sequence experience, coordinate action, and create narratives of continuity. This perspective does not deny that clocks measure regularities. Instead, it suggests that what clocks measure is not a cosmic substance called time, but consistent patterns within the relations among events. The book uses this to challenge the intuition that time must be linear and that the future is not yet real. If time is bound to observation and the structure of experience, then the sharp boundary we imagine between now and not now becomes less absolute. This topic also ties into mortality. If time is not a universal container, then the assumption that existence is confined to a single moving present is open to debate. The discussion invites readers to consider how much of time is physics, how much is cognition, and how their own sense of identity depends on the brain stitching moments into a coherent story. Fourthly, space, locality, and the limits of common sense realism. The book also probes the nature of space, arguing that our default picture of a vast three-dimensional arena may be more like a mental framework than a fundamental feature. Drawing on themes associated with quantum non-locality and the observer dependence of measurement, Lanza suggests that spatial separation might not have the absolute foundational status we assume. This does not require rejecting the practicality of geometry or the success of physical models, rather. It challenges the idea that objects have fully specified positions and properties independent of any perspective or interaction. In a biocentric account, space is part of how observers organize sensory input and information, converting relationships into a map of distances and directions that enables survival. That framing helps explain why space feels so intuitive and solid, while also leaving room for counterintuitive findings in modern physics. The topic emphasizes that realism can be revised without collapsing into pure subjectivity. A relational view can still treat the world as lawful and constrained, but it sees spatial facts as arising from interactions rather than existing as standalone truths. This section is designed to make readers reconsider how strongly they should trust immediate perception when evaluating claims about what the universe is like at its deepest levels. Lastly, consciousness and the illusion of death. The most controversial topic is the book's attempt to connect biocentrism to questions of personal continuity and death. Lanza argues that if time and space are not fundamental containers, and if observation is central to how realities become definite, then the usual notion of death as an absolute termination may reflect a limited viewpoint. The book frames mortality as a problem created by assuming a linear timeline in which a self moves from birth to extinction. If that timeline is an interpretive structure, the finality attached to it may be less straightforward than it seems. The discussion often resembles a philosophical exploration rather than a conventional scientific proof, and it aims to shift how readers imagine the relationship between consciousness and the physical world. Importantly, the book's contribution here is less about offering a testable afterlife model and more about challenging the certainty with which we treat everyday intuitions as ultimate truth. By reframing identity as bound up with observation and experience, it invites readers to examine fear of death through a different conceptual lens. Whether one agrees or not, the topic functions as a culminating application of the earlier arguments about observer dependence, time, and space. In conclusion, this book best suits readers who enjoy big idea science writing, especially those curious about quantum foundations, the philosophy of mind, and the nature of time and space. It is also a compelling choice for anyone drawn to books that question materialist assumptions and explore how consciousness might fit into the architecture of reality. The potential benefit is not merely informational, it can change how readers interpret experience. By treating time and space as constructs tied to observation, the book encourages a more flexible view of identity, anxiety, and the narratives people build about aging and loss. Even readers who remain skeptical may gain value from clarifying what modern physics does and does not imply about objectivity. Compared with many popular physics titles, Beyond Biocentrism distinguishes itself by using quantum puzzles as a springboard for an integrated worldview rather than a collection of curiosities. It tries to connect laboratory-level strangeness to lived questions about meaning and mortality, which few comparable books attempt with such focus. Buyers get a provocative synthesis that can be read as an argument, a thought experiment, and a challenge to default assumptions. If you want a safe tour of established consensus, this may frustrate you. If you want a bold framework to wrestle with, it is worth owning. If you would like to support Robert Lanza, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.